KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies today with highs around 58. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 29. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 61. Tomorrow, clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 54.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Trade and fertilizer, big topics of conversation when Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack addressed attendees at the Commodity Classic last week. Secretary announcing USDA's Foreign Ag Service adding four new mission trips to its 2022 schedule.
We indicated a desire to expand on the number of agricultural missions, trade missions that we were going to conduct in 2022, with additional opportunities in the UK, London in June, the Philippines in July. That's our ninth largest market, by the way. Kenya in October, late October into November, and Spain in November and early December. And this is really designed to emphasize the important role that we see in expanding opportunity beyond our reliance on one or two key markets.
The agency is looking at finding new markets for American commodities.
We want to make sure that we're active in a number of these emerging markets. North Africa, the Middle East are two in particular where I think we have some real opportunity. In Southeast Asia, of course, we're already engaged in. We need to expand on our efforts there.
Much higher fertilizer prices and short supplies are making life difficult for U.S. farmers. He said USDA is making an investment to help with that problem.
We announced today the availability of $250 million that we want to invest in fertilizer expansion in the U.S., independent, produced, made in America, hopefully embracing new innovation and supporting sustainable farming operations.
He also announced that the agency extending application deadlines for the Climate Smart Commodity Program.
As you know, we announced some time ago the $1 billion that's available for partnerships under our Climate Smart Commodity Program. A lot of interest in this. And producer groups who are putting together proposals wanted just a little more time. They asked for about a 30-day extension on submissions, and so we've agreed to do that. So the deadline for larger scale projects, May 6th. For the smaller projects, it was May 27th. We're expanding that to June 10th.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Relatives have identified the man killed on the job at the site where a new water plant is under construction in Wichita. The Wichita Eagle reports that the victim was 55-year-old Manuel Esparza of Wichita, a superintendent for UCI Industrial Construction Services. The company is a subcontractor on the Wichita Water Partners team hired by the city. The accident happened Thursday morning at the construction site of the Wichita Northwest Water Facility. The Kansas Supreme Court has affirmed a sentence given to a man who pleaded guilty to killing a Junction City woman and her unborn child on Christmas Day in 2018. The court on Friday upheld the sentence of Dion Jamal Green. He pleaded guilty to two counts of felony first-degree murder in the deaths of 31-year-old Jenna Schaefer of Junction City and her unborn child. He was sentenced to consecutive life sentences with no chance of parole for 25 years. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A commercial flight from Huntsville, Alabama to Denver was diverted to Wichita after a passenger became unruly. The problem occurred Sunday morning on a United Airlines flight. A passenger tells WAFF-TV a woman who appeared to be in her 30s was asking for more alcohol, refusing to wear a face mask, and cursing. The flight landed in Wichita and officers came on board to remove the woman. The flight did continue on to Denver. A semi-trailer driver suffered serious injuries when his vehicle crashed and rolled early Saturday in Finney County in southwest Kansas, authorities said. The crash was reported around 12:01 in the morning on Saturday on U.S. 83, about 11 miles south of Garden City. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2007 Peterbilt semi-trailer was traveling south on U.S. 83 when it went off the right or the west side of the roadway and overturned. The driver, Brad J. Haskell, 50, of Clinton, Oklahoma, was taken to St. Catherine Hospital in Garden City with serious injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Dames Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dames now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dames Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The death of a Lincoln fire inspector at his home will be considered a death in the line of duty. 57-year-old Don Gross died of a heart attack at his home on January 4th. Carla Helfeck, a coordinator with Nebraska's local assistance state team, says Gross died within 24 hours of performing stressful, strenuous work as part of his job. That meets the federal criteria for his death to be considered a job-related death. Gross had been on the scene of a structure fire in Lincoln in the hours before his death. The ruling means Gross's family is eligible for a payment from the Public Safety Officers Benefits Program. Two horses were euthanized after they became ill this week at Fawner Park in Grand Island. A barn where more than 100 horses are kept is on a 21-day quarantine because of the illness. Fawner Chief Executive Officer Chris Koltalak says the park is awaiting the test results to determine the cause of the illness. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer.
Oh no!
Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for.
Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Commissioners will meet with township boards March 22nd at the Helvering Center in Marysville. They emphasized township boards should meet regularly, with quarterly meetings suggested, and it was further noted that if a road is vacated or other action taken, that must be on file at the courthouse. The Republican Central Committee is to meet Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., at the Marysville City Building to consider candidates for Marshall County Attorney, selecting a nominee to replace Megan Voracek, who has announced her resignation effective March 23rd. That meeting is open to the public, but only elected committee members will vote, with a nominee then forwarded to the Kansas governor for approval. Washington County Commissioners last meeting heard that tourism grant applications are open for events in Washington County, with forms available at the tourism office through Gloria Moore. Approval was given for purchase of a trailer for $60,000 and a salt spreader snowplow for $42,000 for the Road and Bridge Department. Sign-up deadline for the 2022 farm programs is Tuesday, March 15th. Producers and landowners shear and base crops need to decide which program to elect for this year. Options for price loss coverage and agricultural or individual risk coverage are available for producers who again need to have crop election choices complete through the local Farm Service Agency office by the deadline Tuesday. Marysville Police and the Marshall County Sheriff's Department assisted the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, Clay Center, and Topeka Police Departments with an investigation resulting in the prosecution and conviction of a Clay Center, Kansas man, 29-year-old Jonathan Moore, on multiple charges including indecent liberties and sexual exploitation of a child between April and November 2018. Pleading no contest, Moore was sentenced last week to more than 9 years in prison. Dolly D. Tuburon, age 93, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday at 1 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dolly Tuburon.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An exceptionally warm week this week as temperatures will stay well above average throughout the region for the entirety of the week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower 40s to lower 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Conditions will stay fairly dry throughout the region with lots of sunshine, with the next chance for any precipitation being throughout Thursday and Friday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s throughout Missouri. Staying fairly mild overnight tonight, and temperatures will continue to rise as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 31, and the record low is 1 degree. Sunrise this morning, 7:40. Sunset this evening at 7:33.
March is a great time for some backyard bird feeder maintenance. Some advice your feathered friends will appreciate today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac for Monday, March 14th, the 73rd day of the year. Albert Einstein was born on this day, and in 1968, Batman starring Adam West and Burt Ward aired its last episode. As we wait for the return of the songbirds of spring, now would be a good time to give your backyard feeder a thorough cleaning. A dirty feeder can sicken birds with fungus and bacteria. Wash it in a 10% bleach solution,
Scrub it thoroughly, let it soak for about 10 minutes, and rinse well. Inspect the feeder for sharp edges, which could injure birds, and clean up droppings, which could be sources of infection. Then listen carefully. The beautiful singing you hear this spring just might be their way of saying thank you. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more about backyard birds online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Big 12 Conference champion Kansas Jayhawks are in the number one seed in the Midwest region, marking their 50th all-time NCAA tournament and NCAA record 32nd consecutive appearance. The Jayhawks will take on the winner of the number 16 seeds Texas Southern, Texas A&M Corpus Christi on Thursday, March 17th in the Midwest region in Fort Worth, Texas. Kansas enters the NCAA tournament as the Big 12 regular season and tournament champions, posting a 28-6 overall record and 14-4 mark in conference play. And down the road in Manhattan, Kansas, the Kansas State women are going dancing. The Wildcats were named a number 9 seed in the Bridgeport region. They'll take on number 8 seed Washington State Saturday in Raleigh, North Carolina in the opening round. The Cats led by 6'6" junior center Ayoka Lee, who is averaging 22.5 points per game. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
KU women's basketball earned a number 8 seed in the NCAA tournament and will take on number 9 seed Georgia Tech in the opening round. The Jayhawks 20-9 overall will tip off Friday in Stanford, California. This marks KU's first trip to the Big Dance in 8 years. State high school championships were handed out over the weekend. In 6A, the boys from Heights won the championship. The girls from Washburn Rural won the state championship. In 5A, the winners were Seaman Boys. The girls from St. Thomas Aquinas won. In 4A, Bishop Miege won both the boys and girls championships. In 3A, the boys from Heston won the championship, and girls went to Goodland. In 2A, the boys from Hillsboro won the championship, and the Sterling girls won their championship. In 1A, Division I, the boys from Olpe won the championship, and the girls from Pretty Prairie also won. In 1A Division II, Greeley County boys Tacoma the Hardware and Central Plains girls won their state championships. I'm Trace Tong, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a 1-1 split, if you think about it, on the side of the Hanover Wildcats. As the Hanover Wildcats girls basketball team defeated Hutchinson Central Christian 46-26. To be crowned the third-place winners in the state tournament here on Saturday afternoon. Leading the way, Tessa Losey with 14 total points, 5 for 11 from the field, 4 for 10 from the three-point line, but those four threes were crucial in a big third quarter for the Wildcats. Next up, Macy Holly coming off the bench with 10 total points, 3 for 5 from the field, 4 for 6 from the free-throw line. On the side of the Cougars, 11 total points for Anna Lambert, 3 for 9 from the field, and Kaylee Kaufman with 11, 4 for 19 in the loss. And the Hanover Wildcats boys basketball team fall 1 point short of becoming back-to-back champions. They fall on a last-second shot to Greenlee County, 56-55, Lincoln Schaefer in the left corner nails the last-second shot for the victory for the Jackrabbits, leading the way for them. Jackson Brandle with 31 total points, 14 of 21 from the field, 12 total points for Lincoln Schaefer Saturday afternoon in their victory. Hanover, though, falling again 1 point short in the championship match on the boys' side. 15 total points from Josh Zarbenicki. He scored 11 in the first quarter, but went cold the rest of the way out. Still finished with a double-double, 15 points, 12 rebounds. And then Keegan Dimler with 13 total points, 5 for 14 from the field, and 2 for 7 from the three-point land. Congratulations to all Hanover Wildcats on a successful season. We'll see you all next year when basketball returns right here on KNDY. And my name is Paxton Gordon.
State Basketball Championship Saturday in 1A Division 2. Hanover boys finish runner-up to Greeley County, 56-55. Northern Valley defeats Buckland in the consolation 84-79. Hanover girls win the consolation over Central Christian 47-27. Central Plains goes on to win over Golden Plains 50-38 in the girls' championship. Class 1A Division 1, the Centralia Lady Panthers took their first loss of the season in the state title game, 37-35. Pretty Prairie, the number 5 seed, finishes 24-1 on the season, defeating Centralia for the championship.
As temperatures warm, pollinators get busy visiting flowers, sipping nectar, and transferring pollen. But have you ever wondered how our fall and winter blooming witch hazels get pollinated when temperatures are cool and insect activity is minimal? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. It's the shivering winter moth that pollinates these plants. This night-flying moth is able to raise its body temperature to 50 degrees with intense bouts of shivering. It takes them just a few minutes to warm their bodies on warm days and nearly 30 minutes when the temperatures are near freezing. Even more amazing is their ability to restrict this heat buildup to their wing muscles. The shivering winter moth lives beneath the leaf litter. This insulated habitat, along with their hair-like scales that cover their body and their ability to manage the heat they generate, allow them to function in colder temperatures. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
This state's government was ready to move out of its temporary home in a downtown hotel. However, the route to building a grand and permanent Capitol building still had several hurdles, including a stockyards and a world war. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdecian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the summer of 1910, a vote by the people of Oklahoma moved the capital from Guthrie to Oklahoma City. The governor and legislature met in the Huckins Hotel until they could secure a site to build a permanent Capitol building.
There was a committee organized to determine where in Oklahoma City they would build the Capitol building, and the leading proposal was that it be on the west side of downtown Oklahoma City.
Michael Dean is director of public relations at the Oklahoma Historical Society. There was a problem with that original site, though.
By then, they'd built the stockyards and the packing houses, and the prevailing winds are from the south blowing toward the north. They decided not to build it there because of the stench that came from the stockyards and the packing houses, and two other men had proposed selling for much cheaper amount of money, 1,200 acres just northeast of downtown Oklahoma City.
Work was complete on the new building in 1919. or perhaps we should say, work was as complete as possible.
That was the deal that the legislature approved, and they started building the Capitol building, and the Capitol building was supposed to have a dome on it, but then World War I came along, and there was a shortage of steel, so they completed the building without the dome.
The dome was projected to cost $250,000. The building remained without a dome for over 80 years.
But then a few years ago, there was a fundraising project. Private money was raised to complete the Capitol building and to add the dome so that it looks like what it looks like today, which was what the architect originally had in mind to begin with.
The new dome cost $21 million and finally fulfilled the original plans from before World War I. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction for the Swim Family Trust Saturday, March 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1319 Pony Express Highway, a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36. Guns will sell at noon, followed by coins, and then the Ford Tractor. The Tractor is a 1962 Ford 4000 LP wide front. Also selling a Dixon zero-turn mower, Husky garden tiller. Lots of guns, bayonet, and knives. Coins, collectibles will include a curved glass curio cabinet, wooden ice box, two wind-up metal clocks, crocs, bronze sculpture recast, several Pony Express signs and prints, plate collections, glassware, books, plus tools, equipment, lumber, furniture, household items, and more. This is a very large auction for the Swim Family Trust. Saturday, March 19th, sale begins at 10 a.m., a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36 at 1319 Pony Express Highway. Perel Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
When you're welcoming baby chicks, have everything prepared before they arrive. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chicks need a heat source, water, and a complete starter chick feed as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Baby chicks or hatching them within your own flock is a lot of fun. If you have everything set up for their arrival, you'll get them off to a good start. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says the brooding pen should have at least an inch and a half of pine shavings for bedding and set up either a red or white heat lamp in the center of the brooder so there's a temperature gradient. Chicks that like the heat can settle under the lamp, and those that prefer cooler conditions can move away from it. Frame says the same holds true when placing the feed and waterer.
You don't want all the feed and the water right directly under the light, because if chicks don't feel comfortable at that heat at the particular time, they'll be on the perimeter and they won't have access to water and feed. My recommendation for feeder sources are linear feeders where you can kind of spoke them out away from the heat source so that along the line of that feeder, the chicks can find their range of comfort in order to eat. The same thing with the waters. You don't want them all in the same areas.
Frame says it's important that you have the right chick feed available on day one.
One of the biggest mistakes that I've seen is folks go to the feed store and they've bought layer chicks. And then they say, okay, that's layer feed up there. That's what they need to eat. That layer mash is extremely high in calcium and will damage your baby birds. And so make sure that you start with a good chick starter feed. And the reason for that is because they need that protein and those extra vitamins in there.
After the first 24 hours and the chicks have found their food and water, Frame recommends raising the waterer about breast high up off the floor
The birds can still reach the water, but not slop it all over the place. And this also helps prevent contamination. Learn more about chick preparations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sons of the earth, how beautiful the I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A high-profile name in agriculture takes misinformers to task. Today on Farm to Fork. Hey, farmers. Are you looking for precision ag technology to level up your equipment that you already know and love? Look to Ag Leader for a full farm solution that can be used from cab to cab and season to season. There's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader it. Steer it and gain pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it and ensure precise coverage across the field. Harvest it and capture real-time harvest data while making unloading on the go simple. Manage it and have 24/7 access to your data anytime, anywhere. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader it. Visit agleader.com for more information and use the dealer locator tool to find the Ag Leader dealer in your community. Colin Peterson is no stranger to agriculture. The former Minnesota congressman served 15 consecutive terms in the House and chaired the House Ag Committee twice. He keeps a generally lower profile now as a consultant. But when the New York Times ran a video series highly critical of agriculture's environmental footprint, he decided to speak out.
To some extent, the root cause of this problem is the lack of understanding of people in urban America, where these big papers are located, like the New York Times and so forth. And the folks that work there have no background in rural America, have no background in agriculture. So they're easily manipulated, in my opinion.
Peterson says the Times videos are one of the latest examples of a major media outlet pushing out misinformation under the heading of opinion.
The environmental folks have used this very effectively. They've been very effective in manipulating people and putting out, frankly, false information about what's really going on. And it's dangerous for the country.
Peterson's own editorial on the Times series is posted on the AgriPulse website, and I'll be running more stories with him in the days ahead. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Join the Jeep celebration and Ram Truck Month at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Find the new Jeep Cherokee or discover a new Ram 1500 today. Shop dozens and dozens of new vehicles ready for immediate trade. Your used vehicle trade-in has never been worth more. Check it out today. And, of course, the finance specialists are ready to help you negotiate the very best deal. New inventory is moving fast. Don't wait. Learn more at TwinRiv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Ag News for the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Will the March World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate report predicted a drop in exports from Ukraine and Russia due to the conflict between the two of the world's top exporters? And Veronica Nye, senior economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the report didn't include many big surprises overall.
USDA cut South American soybean production due to the drought they're experiencing there, slightly more than the average of analysts' estimates, but was largely in line with industry expectations. USDA marginally increased U.S. corn exports in view of the situation in Ukraine and marginally increased U.S. soybean exports in light of that drought in South America.
She goes on to say that the most notable changes took place in the international production and export estimates beginning with the Ukraine.
On the wheat markets, with respect to Ukraine, USDA made no change to the wheat production estimate, but did revise Ukrainian exports down significantly. With respect to Russia, USDA revised wheat production down only slightly, but decreased Russian exports significantly. This is significant because last year, Ukraine and Russia accounted for 30% of global wheat exports. U.S. corn exports will increase by 3% to 2.5 billion bushel, partially taking advantage of that decline in Ukrainian exports. Finally, on soybeans, USDA increased soybean oil exports by 200 million pounds, an increase of 14%, but made no change to soybean meal exports.
She goes on to say that the report was somewhere between good news and bad news for farmers.
We learned more about the reduction in production in South America, but the Ukrainian planting season is typically in April and May, so the total impact on corn and sunflower plantings in Ukraine is yet to be seen. Wheat in Russia and Ukraine is in the ground, of course, but the total crop size will be heavily influenced by the happenings in the coming weeks and months.
They say farmers will be able to better understand the impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine when the U.S. Department of Agriculture updates the domestic and world balance sheets in May. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Cancer is a whirlwind. Doctors, waiting rooms, tests, and results. Sometimes it can be hard to find the time to breathe. Thankfully, finding the right cancer treatment doesn't have to be so hard. Trialgectory, recognized by Time Magazine as one of the 100 best inventions of 2020, uses a 5-minute questionnaire to help you or a loved one find all their cancer treatment options. And the best part? It's completely free. No surprise costs, no insurance, no credit cards. Just 5 minutes and you'll receive a matched list of personalized treatment options. Trialgectory has helped over 50,000 patients find cancer treatment options. Let us help you or someone you love do the same. To receive your list of treatment options at no cost, please visit www.tjhealth.us. That's www.tjhealth.us. TJ Health.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Supply chains and shipping are a big area of concern right now for both consumers and farmers and ranchers. Chad Smith with more on how global bottlenecks are impacting the economy.
American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Dr. Roger Cryan says supply chain problems abound in America and around the world. He says the issues began when COVID-19 shut down dining and entertainment and changed consumer spending habits.
All our demand shifted to stuff, and that demand for a lot of stuff clogged up ocean shipping, which we're still dealing with. That's created problems at the ports, shortages of containers. And our ag exporters have had a hard time moving product back across to Asia. And our farmers have had a hard time getting inputs. And our equipment manufacturers have had a hard time getting inputs. And there's all kinds of things that are hard to get.
Cryan says it's unfortunate that some of these supply problems are going to stick around for a while yet.
Again, we've pumped up the economy so much, pumped up demand so much that it's going to take time for supply to catch up. And that's going to take time and investment. Congress passed an infrastructure bill that should help the U.S. check off a lot of those overdue projects that will help the economy grow. The economy cooling off a little bit will be important to really getting things sort of straight again.
Cryan says the supply chain issues are also impacting inflation.
Well, inflation is too much money chasing too little supply. The economy is running hot again. There's a lot of demand. Given the scale of the oversupply of money right now, the only practical solution for inflation is for the Federal Reserve Bank to rein in their lending.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Find more ag information online at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides.
and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
American consumers love their beef. Exports are high, creating positive trends for cattle producers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to fbn.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit fbn.com/plant.
Consumers believe in beef, it pushes the market. The cattle markets were booming in 2021 thanks to the strong consumer demand. Signals point to another good year this year, both domestically and internationally. Norman Voiles Jr. is the vice chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He says the global demand for beef is as high as it's ever been. For the first time, they're expecting an export excess of $2 billion to three different markets this year, and total exports around $10 billion.
Exports across the globe are up significantly. Looks like we're adding as much as $400 per fed animal because of those exports, largely driven by variety meats that aren't typically used by U.S. consumers, beef lips, tongues, things like that. People like beef and are glad to buy it.
Despite higher sticker prices on beef, consumers are still purchasing. According to a 2020 study by Kansas State University, consumers were becoming less sensitive to rising meat prices and were willing to pay more to ensure high-quality beef was in their shopping carts. In the meantime, Voiles says alternative proteins have cut very little into the beef market.
Very limited right now. The reason for that, people tend to like something that is one ingredient. Beef is one ingredient. When you start talking about some of these alternative proteins, massive amounts of different ingredients go into making those. Folks like it simple, and like good taste, and you can't beat a good steak or really good hamburger for that.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about beef consumer research trends at agriculture.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Market information from the Mid-American Ag Network. Amanda Hoosier going through a Monday today, still kind of mixed on the board. Corn moving further into the red. The Kansas City wheat has definitely slowed down, but still positive a little bit right now. Soybeans are kind of mixed on the board moving through the day. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. March corn is down right now 39 cents. It's currently sitting at 725 and a half. Kansas City wheat, we have a little bit of green in some of the early futures here with May up by 11 and a quarter at $11 even per bushel. The July is up by 7 cents at 1088. March right now is sitting unchanged at 1079 and a quarter. Over in the bean market, March soybeans are up 14 and a quarter at 1705. That hasn't changed all day today as they're about ready to go off the board. May soybeans are in the red right now, 2¾ cents at 1673 and a quarter. Over on the meal side, soybean meal for March also up 32.30. That's been pretty slow and stagnant through most of the day, sitting at 5.25 and 40 cents. The May is in the green by 9.60 at 4.86 and 70 cents. On the oil side, so Soybean oil for May is down $2.15 at $73.88. Cotton market, they've been pretty slow moving this morning. May cotton is down $2.18 at $118.82. The canola for May is down $15.70 at $11.15.5. And the oats market is mixed right now, with the May up just a quarter of a cent at $6.62 and a quarter. It's March unchanged right now at $7.22. Livestock market still mostly mixed, with cattle up. Hogs are down a little bit, as April live cattle's up $2.95 at $140 and a quarter. Feeder cattle for April's up $4.75 at $162.72. And the lean hogs are in the red for April, sitting down 72 cents at $1.02 even. Over in the Stellar Index today, a little bit lower numbers here. March index down 20 cents at $98.92. We have the 30-year bonds for March down 2 points at $151. And 10-year notes are down just slightly at $125.05. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
For generations, alligators have weathered nature, biological threats, and predators. How do they do this? The answer is in their uncanny DNA. Alligators have one of the strongest immune systems in the animal kingdom. Their fat cells contain the essential oils needed to fight off deadly infection and rejuvenate skin. How can you benefit from the alligator's amazing rejuvenating powers? Cayman Oil. Cayman Oil is the revitalizing and healing power of the alligator in a bottle. Cayman Oil is carefully purified and refined with an added hint of vitamin E and lavender to better harness the alligator's ability to heal worn and damaged skin. Treat dry skin, infections, cuts, burns, scarring, eczema, rashes, muscle and joint pain, and more. Even athlete's foot. It's clinically proven to kill the flesh-eating bacteria MRSA. This really works. We guarantee it or your money back. Go to mycaimon.com. MYCAIMON.com. That's mycaimon.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March 16th, starting at 11 a.m. Klein Cattle Company will be offering 25 Black Angus, Red Angus, and Sim Angus 18-month-old bulls that will be bred for growth and calving ease and will be ready for heavy service. There will be 20 Angus and Sim Angus fall-bred first calf heifers bred for September calves. There will be 225 choice Black Angus and Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves beside. We'll have 325 black-white face and Red Angus fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old, bred to Black Angus, Black Simmental, and Charlet bulls for late August and September calving. Fall-bred heifers include 30 choice Angus and black-white face bred heifers for September calving. There will be 175 home-raised, calf-vaccinated Angus and black-white-face replacement heifers. They'll be weighing to 700 and 825 pounds. We'll also have 150 spring calving cows, mostly black and black-white-face. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, March the 16th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone could tell, you think you know me well, but you don't know me. Don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. But you don't know me. Someone else's side to never, never, never. know me.
Country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.